Just how much assistance the state should give to low-income parents to help them pay for daycare has been a hot issue throughout the budget debate. And now a state lawmaker's take on it has gone viral. It's gotten 4.2 million views on YouTube and counting. That lawmaker is State Representative Letitia Wallace, a Democrat from the Rockford area, and as you'll hear, a single mom. But first, another representative from across the aisle, Republican Jeannie Ives of Wheaton. Both women were speaking on the House floor earlier this month about legislation that would reverse some of the cuts Governor Bruce Rauner is making to the program that helps low-income parents pay for daycare while they're at work or at school. Rauner is moving forward with rule changes that drastically reduce who's eligible by lowering the income threshold. A new parent trying to get child care assistance will find she makes too much money if she's working 40 hours a week at a minimum wage job. First up, here's some of what Republican representatives I've said during the debate in defense of Rauner's changes.
I am not interested in providing child care to people where you don't even know the paternity, when you're not going after child care support, when you have no income verification on whether or not they're getting a benefit they truly deserve. Now, I don't think it's a stretch here to say that almost everybody in the state of Illinois would agree that you should have to have verifiable need. And that means you better know who the daddy is and whether or not he can afford that child. And whether or not the taxpayers should be funding that, or if there's actual child support that he can provide.
Excuse me, Representative,
to his child.
Representative, I'm sorry. Members, let's hold the noise down. Let's hold the noise down so everyone can testify. Proceed, Representative.
Oh, you guys think this is a big joke. It's very funny that we are going to provide child care when you're not holding the individuals responsible for that child. You're not holding the father responsible and verifying his income and making sure that he's paying his fair share towards the support of his own child. I mean, we sat up here, we had a committee of the whole meeting. We had people testify who are receiving this benefit. And if I remember correctly, the woman had a 5-year-old and a 7-week-old and a fiance. Well, I'd like to know. I'd like to know if that who is the father of both those children and whether or not they're supporting her. Because the taxpayers in my district want to make sure that this is only used for people who truly need it. And you refuse to add in a verification mandate that makes us know that for a fact. And I have a problem with that.
If you couldn't hear some of that shouting, some of Ives' comments didn't go over well with everyone. A video posted on Facebook and YouTube calls her remarks racist and says the speech Representative Letitia Wallace gave in response is a must-watch. So here's a portion of it.
The overtones, undertones, implicit and explicit, ongoing stereotypes of what working families look like, I believe, is at the core of why we have cut so many services in this current discussion, or have voted not to fund services, because we believe that a particular segment of people don't deserve something. We think those people don't deserve child care assistance. Those people don't live in my district. The people in my district are the taxpayers, and the people in other districts are not. And then we are so willing to put victims of domestic violence at risk by saying you must provide your contact information, your address to the very person who abused you, which is perhaps why you are now a single parent and need child care assistance. There are plenty of two-parent households where there's a mommy and a daddy who need child care assistance. So for all of these moral judgments and all of this whole idea of what's respectable and who deserves what, that's not what we're here to decide. We are not here to decide anybody's moral stance in life and whether or not they are worthy of receiving something. There is an eligibility requirement that was already in place. There were already processes to check on income of the household. How do I know? Because 6 years ago, I had child care subsidies myself. And was I just some lucid woman who didn't know who the daddy was and had no education and had no nothing? No. I was a woman with a master's degree, a broken engagement due to domestic violence, who picked up the pieces of her life, and part of doing that was receiving child care subsidies.
Democratic Representative Letitia Wallace. With a Democratic state representative missing the day of that vote, the measure to reverse Rauner's cuts to the child care program failed. It could come back again when the House returns in early October. If so, you know I'll be reporting on it. I'm Amanda Vinicky.